In the forest, dozens of complex systems operate in quiet determination. Organisms compete for resources throughout their ecosystems. Tiny acorns work tirelessly for years to grow and burst into the top level of a tree canopy, while mosses envelop woodland floors and regulate soil moisture. Within every forest exists a myriad of systems striving for their individual success, while also contributing to the longevity of the larger ecosystem. This allows a community of organisms to thrive. But ecosystems are not simply harmonious utopias. There is fierce, brutal competition and fatal tragedies. What allows these turbulent ecosystems to maintain their existence is not the absence of conflict, but the balanced use and replenishment of resources over time. When a resource is divisible, such as a tree used by many insects and animals for shelter and food, multiple species have access to its benefits. Organisms vying with each other can coexist by using the resource at different times and in varying amounts. This is what prevents a catastrophic race to the bottom, meaning the depletion of resources. Conversely, a non-divisible resource generally ends up under the control of a singular, dominant species. Species using the same limited resource in the same way at the same time cannot coexist for long. But when different aspects of a resource are used in a variety of ways to serve multiple stakeholders, equilibrium can be achieved. Ecosystems require balance to survive, and when that balance is compromised, as in the extinction of a resource or a species, disaster can strike the system as a whole. This vital management of resources can also be reflected in economic systems. A healthy ecosystem, like a healthy economic system, does not have a void of competition or effort. Instead, there are competing forces that sometimes work cooperatively to keep the larger system afloat. This single planet has finite resources. It is our responsibility as organisms of a shared global ecosystem to use them efficiently, equitably, and sustainably. In both nature and economics, we observe when a healthy distribution of resources is achieved, systems can not only function, but flourish. The United States recycling system has removed a ton of greenhouse gases from the atmosphere, actually, in the hundreds of millions of tons, and has the potential to remove much more. A functional recycling system can boost our economy by providing manufacturers with the means to generate new products and benefits the environment by reducing the demand to extract raw materials. However, this potential has yet to be fully seen. Unlike the layers of systems operating in a thriving and healthy forest, our recycling system experiences bottlenecking and inefficiency. How can the United States, one of the leading nations on innovation and technology, lag behind in the most obvious of resource recovery systems? Where in our history of recycling did we go from a leader to a laggard, and we can't seem to exceed a 34% recycling rate, while other nations have rates double that? Our recycling process has many examples of dysfunction. However, it is still ripe with all the potential of an acorn when given water and healthy soil. What we need are policies to incentivize a large systemic change. We need to make materials that can be effectively recycled, and we need standardized recycling rules so that individuals can easily understand the process. Nature knows how to recycle itself, decomposing waste back into the soil to continue the circle of growth. We should follow its lead. Systems touch every part of our lives. Whether it's the traffic route a bus follows or the process of waiting in line for tickets to a show, systems help us navigate the world and can bring ease and comfort into our lives. The beauty of a working system is similar to a tall oak tree, with much of the mechanics going on underneath the surface, so much so that we may enjoy the results of all these grand designs without mulling over the minutiae of its operations.